St. Albert's Downtown Arts District is about to unfold in a colorful and energized way. ArtWalk, currently celebrating its 20th anniversary, returns Thursday, July 6, packed with artistic diversity and talent. In pre-COVID years, the pop-up drew close to an estimated 800 people. This year, with COVID in the rearview mirror, organizers are hoping for another big turnout. 7 venues are taking part in the free, one-day event in addition to 20 local artists and vendors spreading their wares at St. Albert Place Plaza's outdoor market. And as part of the entertainment, Russell DeCarl launches the Plaza series backed by his stalwart trio of musicians. This is a showcase of the incredible artistic community in St. Albert, and I hope visitors find it enlightening in the amount of artistic talent we have, said Leah Loudon, co-chair of ArtWalk St. Albert. The Arts District's 7 venues are within walking distance of each other and easily turn into a self-guided walking tour. They include Art Gallery of St. Albert, Bookstore on Perron, St. Albert Place Plaza, St. Albert Public Library, Musée Heritage Museum, Vesa Gallery and Big Lake Artists Studio hosted at St. Albert Curling Club. Loudon added, at the same time as the walk, I hope people take time to enjoy downtown St. Albert. We've had quite a bit of construction and it's affected local businesses. So, I hope people take time to visit local businesses and support them. ArtWalk runs from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Art Gallery of St. Albert, 19 Perron Street. Visual artist Tammy Salzel presents Beautiful Parasites, a 40-piece exhibition of paintings, installations, video and sculptures inspired by Aesop's fables, Brothers Grimm and myths from ancient Greece. Loudon noted the works are presented in a modern way and reflect the moral lessons from original works. Bookstore on Perron, 7 Perron Street. A quartet of St. Albert Painters Guild artists are displaying their work. Shirley Allen paints in various media and styles and is inspired by emotions. She directs her creative energy to produce art that resonates with her surroundings. Wayne Gorman works in every medium from black and white pencil sketches to acrylic, watercolor and oils. His powerful depictions of everyday scenes bring to life movement, texture and bold colors. Louise Mendler Johnson enjoys painting in acrylics and watercolors. Currently, her focus is impressionistic prairie landscapes as well as expressionistic floral sketching. And the quartet's fourth member is Alexandra, Sandy, Mitchell, who paints prairie landscapes in acrylic, watercolor and mixed media. St. Albert Place Plaza, 5 St. Anne Street. An outdoor artist market with more than 20 artists displaying their wares include handcrafted wearable art, paintings, photography, pottery, fashion wear, animal sculptures and digital illustrations. St. Albert Place Lobby, St. Anne Street. Members of the St. Albert Potters Guild and the St. Albert Quilters Guild will showcase their works. They will also add a fun spin to the event with hands-on demonstrations. St. Albert Public Library, St. Albert Place. The AFA Traveling Exhibitions, Treks, showcases Come What May. 3 artists plumb their imaginations to create a fantasy world which envisions a different course for the human race. Musée Heritage Museum, Street, Albert Place. The museum features the paintings of Claudette Pelletier-Hanna, a floral and landscape artist who emphasizes beauty in the natural world. Vesa Gallery, 25 Sir Winston Churchill Avenue. The gallery features Immerse, Lorena Bairn's blue-green exploration of water through waves, beaches and oceans. She's incredibly good at painting water's translucent quality and how light breathes through it, and how patterns dance across the water, said Vesa President Miles Constable. Big Lake Artists Studio at St. Albert Curling Club, 3 Tash Street. Doris Charest, an Alberta landscape artist who currently is into the color, pink, and Bruce Thompson, who is showcasing his digital art, will represent the Big Lake Artists Studio. Charest will also conduct a demonstration.